happen.
It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Fall is for planting, and fall is the best time of the year for starting a new lawn. So this morning I thought I'd ask Barry Green from the Jonathan Green Company to join us to give you some tips for those of you that are going to be thickening your existing lawn or planting a new lawn from scratch. And that way it can be done effectively. I know it's October 1st, but there's still plenty of time to do it. And Jonathan Green is a great company that produces a wonderful seed that I love called Black Beauty. They have also produced a new line product called Magic Cal that has taken all the labor and the weight and the time to make things happen a lot quicker. So I thought having Barry on this morning would really give you a great bit of information. Barry, good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's a nice day down here in New Jersey. We had a little stormy weather yesterday, but today is blue and sunny. Nice day for gardening.
Well, we are getting a good soaking rain here in Maine. It started nice, but all of a sudden the skies have opened and it's really coming down.
Well, so, that's a shame, but you'll find that this blue weather is probably right behind it, I guess. So. Well, today's a good day for planning your work, are you?
Exactly. Now, if people are going to be planning to put in the new lawn, can you give us like a step-by-step way for them to either do a new lawn from scratch or how to thicken an existing lawn?
Sure, I can. Well, the first thing you want to do is evaluate your lawn. If the lawn is full of weeds still, then you want to you probably want to mow that lawn short, and then you want to take those, you can spray to control the weeds. A lot of people had crabgrass this year, and they're going to use maybe a spray to kill that crabgrass. If they do that, then they're going to have to wait a little bit to seed, and since it's a little later in the season, we're almost to October, I would recommend letting the frost take the crabgrass out. But once you get that, so if you're doing a new lawn, well, that's bare dirt. You don't have that problem. You've either used Roundup and removed everything. And now you're going to want to amend the soil, which means you're going to want to put down Magi-Cal. You're going to want to use a new seeding fertilizer to get the new grass started. And you can do these steps one after the other on the same day. You don't mix the product in the same spreader, but you can do it on the same day. And then you choose your grass seed. And Paul mentioned before Black Beauty or Black Beauty Ultra or Full Magic. These are great mixes for this time of the year. And you seed that following the instructions and choose your spreader setting based on your spreader. Now, bare dirt is easy, and of course you're going to use more seed in a bare dirt situation. But most people, and I'd say that's like 95% of all the people out there are overseeding. So, and that's the trick there. You want to get good seed to soil contact. So that grass needs to be touching the soil, not be up on the air on the leaf of a weed or held up over in a thatchy layer. So there, a little bit of raking or using a power rake will help you if you can't get the seed to the soil. But you don't have to go crazy. Once you water the new lawn, that seed will work its way to the soil. But it's very important that happen because, you know, grass germinating in the air, the root system will dry out as it's trying to reach the soil. If you get it on the ground itself, and I mean just on the surface of the soil, it's nice if it's pressed in. You can do that by basically walking over it. So, you know, people always ask me the order of things. And I always seed first because then I'm going to make those other passes over the lawn with my feet in a spreader, and I'm, you know, forcing that grass seed down to the soil. So that's the basics.
Okay, so you put down your grass seed first, then your fertilizer, then the magic cal. And if it's a new lawn, you take a bamboo rake and turn it upside down and kind of comb it into the soil and roll it. Would you do that?
Yes, we call that sort of tipping it under. Yes, you want to put the light raking. Bamboo rake is a good choice, and then rollering it if you had a roller or. Just getting a big pair of work boots, you know, not ones with a big waffle pattern on the bottom, but something fairly flat, and then just walking on it and pressing it right in. I mean, if you're doing a 10,000 square foot yard, that's not so practical, so rolling is a nice idea, but not everybody has one. Just actually raking here's the easiest thing. Rake with that bamboo rake. You're now incorporated the seed and the soil together. Now water it lightly, and you're going to find that it compresses the surface, and the soil and the seed are going to be, you know, one solid mat. And now you've done enough. And then the other thing is with watering. People always ask, you know, well, first of all, how much should I water? When should I water? Initially, when you want that seed to germinate, a watering every day is appropriate. Once the seed has germinated, which will be 7 to 10 days at this time of the year, and that grass is sprouted and coming up, you can cut back on the watering and water every other day. But when you do it, water deeply, which means at least 15 to 20 minutes or even half an hour in each area that you water. And then the next question I hear a lot is, well, when should I mow? You'll wait till that grass reaches 2.5 or 3 inches high before you mow it. But do try to mow if it's possible. Don't mow on a real wet day that you're going to mark up the new lawn. But if it's a day when the soil is fairly dry, if you can mow it, you energize that plant. We call it giving it the first haircut. That grass will really take off after that. You'll see it will thicken up and fill in that much faster.
So that mowing really is important to stimulate that plant to grow even faster. Now, if you're going to be seeding now and you're putting down a seed starter fertilizer, a MagiCal, would you fertilize it a second time in November, we'll say, to really get going before the ground freezes?
I sure would, for a few reasons. First of all, the new seeding fertilizer is going to be good for about 8 weeks. So you put it down now, and, you know, that's going to, by December 1st, the food is, the plants use the available food. So I would make a second application, and I would use Winter Survival, our late fall fertilizer, and I would make that around Thanksgiving time. You've now put down food so that plant can grow all winter. Now, as you say, the ground will freeze eventually, but that usually doesn't happen until after Christmas time. And even in the deep winter, there will be times when we have a thawing of the surface. We'll have days when the temperature hits in the 50s and sometimes even in the low 60s. And the surface roots will grow if the food is there. So, and then next spring, there's food available for the plant right as soon as it's ready to grow, as soon as that soil temperature hits 55 degrees again and it takes off. So that late fall feeding can make a big difference in how good that lawn looks the next spring and how fast it takes off.
A question that I get asked often, Barry, is I have a lot of visible moss, and I know if I put down the MagiCal, it's going to slow it down. It will help to, for the moss to thin out. Should people remove, if it's really, really thick moss, and then put down the MagiCal and then eventually seed?
Yes. The moss is creates a carpet on the surface, and we were talking a minute ago about good seed to soil contact. If you're seeding on top of moss, you're really seeding on top of that moss carpet. A spot of moss here or there is in an area, usually the north side of the house, an area where you're not getting good percolation, where there's standing water or very damp soil or very, very, very deep shade. So you want to use a certain type of mixture. Moss also indicates many times acidic soil. So MagiCal is going to turn that around, but you still want to get that grass to the soil, to the surface of the soil. So yes, definitely any heavy patches of moss, rake them out, get rid of as much as you can, then seed, then use MagiCal. And in those heavily shaded areas, which usually is where the moss is, do not fertilize too much.
Okay, Barry, hold on a second. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Barry Green from the Jonathan Green Lawn Company, and we're talking about planting a new lawn at this time of the year because it is the best time. Cooler temperatures, the soil is nice and warm, we're getting more moisture. If we get a frost, it kills the weeds. What more can you ask? You were talking about putting less fertilizer if it was shaded, Barry?
I was. Sometimes people may not realize this, but a plant that's in the shade, obviously it's not seeing as much sun, so it doesn't have the need to perform as much photosynthesis to survive. And when we feed that plant, or if we overfeed that plant that's in the shade, we're force feeding it. The plant can't handle that much food, and sometimes we can burn the plant up. So a good plan for feeding in the shade is two good applications a year. I mean, you can make three and space it out, but new seeding fertilizer, something higher in phosphorus to grow that root system. Our new seeding, for instance, is a 14, 28, 15. That middle number is twice the size of the first and the last. Now, it doesn't have to be our product, but any product should have a high middle number. That's going to be important. And then winter survival is another good product. So a spring fertilization, maybe a late spring fertilization and a fall fertilization, or even one spring and two fall fertilizations, but always with a new seeding or winter formula, never with a high nitrogen formula. And never use weed controls or insect controls, because the weeds and insects are never a problem in the shade.
Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about Magic Cal. Could you tell our listeners what the difference is between Magic Cal and lime?
Well, lime is calcium carbonate, and it comes in many forms, pulverized, granular, and pelletized. But it's still all calcium carbonate. And it averages 5 to 7% calcium. Magic Cal is 35% calcium. And when going back to lime is the is deposits of from ancient sea bottom beds of basically seashells. and other animal life, which was being compressed into a rock called limestone. When that's ground up, you're putting it on the lawn as basically in tiny little rocks. It takes a while for those little rocks to break down and turn into a solution or into a liquid so the plant can take them in. Now, MagiCal is different. It's a highly concentrated calcium. It's 35% calcium instead of 7. And it's all soluble immediately. So it will break down within 2 weeks of putting it down and turn into a liquid. And so it will raise the pH very rapidly. And, of course, pH is extremely important because good grass plants like neutral or higher pH soil and weeds like lower pH soil. And the other ingredient that's special in MagiCal is it has humates. And humates are the fossilized remains of plant and animal life from way back in the time of the dinosaurs, about 160 million years ago. But these humates stimulate and feed the beneficial microbes in the soil, so it makes a more productive, active soil, and the grass plants thrive in that. So those are the two. It also has an organic acid combining all three together so it works faster. But that's MagiCal is it has the benefits of lime, but it's much, much more than lime.
Now, Jonathan, we have just a couple of minutes left. Barry, I'm sorry. Tell us about the website where people can get more information about lawn care.
Well, if they visit our website, which is www.jonathan, and I'll spell it JonathanGreen.com, so it's green like the color, JonathanGreen.com. Our website is chock full of information on how to establish the new lawn. There's testimonials in there. If you go to the Facebook section of the website, you're going to see pictures of lawns that people have established with the nice comments that they've made on how well the product has worked. You can also sign up for Timely Tips, which is our Jonathan Green Timely Tips, is a newsletter that we send out at least once a month, and in some months, twice a month, you know, when it's a really, like in April, when it's a really active month, or May, when there's a lot going on. And we're telling you sort of what to look for and what to do at that time. So we'll partner with a homeowner to get them through all the phases of establishing and then maintaining the lawn. But it's full of information, and please sign up for Timely Tips because we want to help our customers to have success on their own lawns.
And that's www.jonathangreen.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call if we can help you with your gardening needs. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about gold hops vine.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Okay. Question.
Hey, Barbara.
We're going to go with you for the steps, but we'd like to know when you can do it. And we're going to get a permit for the other.
Barbara, are you there?
Yes. Hello. I have really a question regarding, and I love this name, Humulus lupulus.
Humulus lupulus.
It's a golden hop vine.
Okay.
Okay. My question is, I want to make a vine go around an arch into my garden, and this looks like the perfect vine for me because it's a, it dies back in the winter and it has this pretty golden color, and for all these reasons. But I'm wondering whether it would be hardy here. I went on the internet and it did show that it was hardy to zone 5. I live in Kittery, Maine, and I live on the water in Kittery, Maine.
If you live in Kittery, then it would be hardy. I have a friend who lives in Turner, Maine, which is inland, and about 70 miles north of you. And he has hops that he grows on string. on one side of his barn, and he makes his own beer with the hop pods, and he's on his fourth year.
Okay, good. Okay,
now,
then,
but the main thing is you will have to buy plants rather than seed.
Oh, that's because what I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you go on the internet and you just type in hops, you will find all kinds of companies that sell hop plants that they would ship to you in the spring of the year.
Yes, I've actually already seen that, but I thought, well, maybe I could do seed. Yeah, okay, then that's what I'll do. In early spring, March maybe, I'll start out looking. Is that a good early enough?
I would look now because hops are getting more and more popular. There are a lot of people that are making their own beer and as a fun project. And I know my friend, he'll make blueberry beer, and he'll put fresh blueberries in it. He'll make maple syrup. Fresh maple syrup and some. He makes all kinds of different, and they're really, really tasty. And he bought plants, and he picked hops on the second season. And to give you an idea, his hops grew 2.5 stories high every single year. So they grow very, very fast. And very tall.
And do they need string, or can they just go like attach themselves to? I have a wooden, what amounts to an arch, and I don't know whether they fasten themselves or whether they would, or whether they twine. I guess I can check all that out. Do you know?
They do twine. He uses string, and then at the end of the year, he just cuts the top. Everything falls, and then he puts all new string the following year. But if you have, like, lattice work or something like that, it will climb right up the lattice work.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at, I have posts. And the posts are just in there coincidentally because of an upstairs deck, but the posts are positioned with the deck on the top so that it makes a nice arch, and I thought it would be pretty to have this golden hop come around that.
Yeah, it would be very pretty, but you will have to get some string, and what he did is he bought a piece of re-rod at the box store, hammered the re-rod into the ground, and then tied a piece of string to that, and on the top of his barn, he put some screw eyes and tied the other end to that. So you could do the same thing, and it should work, but I would order them now while they are available. If you wait until April, they may not be available.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I thank you very much.
I thank you for the phone call and enjoy it. It really is a pretty, pretty flower. It's a gorgeous pod, and it's covered with like a golden powder that they use to make beer with. And it may be something that you would enjoy doing. I know he's been doing it for like 20 years, and he makes all kinds of different flavors.
Yeah, that sounds interesting too. Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah. Terrific. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Francine from Mass with a question about, I believe I'm saying this one right, cana?
A cana bulb, right. You did good. Francine, good morning. How can we help you with the cana?
Oh, good morning, Paul. I have a question on how it It was saved last year over the winter, and I was really surprised about that. And this year, it had about 5 different shoots coming up, and so I replanted it all over my property. And this year, I don't want to take any chances, so I'd like to save it. I'd like to know when to pull it out of the ground, what part of it do I save, and how would I store it, and where do I store it? When do I replant it in the spring, and what fertilizer would I use for it?
Okay. Cana is not winter hardy in New England.
Uh-huh.
And I have 3 different varieties of cana in my property. And what I do is I leave them there until we've had a good, hard killing frost. So it may be mid-October. It could be even later. Uh-huh. Once the plant turns brown, cut it to within about 2 inches of the ground. Dig it up as a clump. And what I do is I go to supermarket and I'll get banana boxes. They're really hard and very stiff cardboard. And I put the clump right in the banana box on the floor in my basement. And then I cover the clump with some compost. You can use bark mulch, peat moss, anything like that, to keep it moist during the winter.
Okay.
And so that it doesn't dry out. In late April, early May, if you want to start it indoors, then you would pull it apart, divide it, and you'll see red pointed buds on that root system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can cut it in pieces and make new plants, or you can wait until early May and plant it directly in the ground if the weather is dry. If it's really wet and cold, then leave it in the cellar and wait until the middle of May, and then you can plant it. Or you can start it in pots in the house in April to get a jump on the season.
Okay.
And then when you plant, the better you prepare the soil, the bigger and the more flowers it's going to get. So compost, animal manure, seaweeds, anything like that. And then if you really want them to grow, use Osmocote.
Okay.
Osmocote is a little BB-shaped fertilizer. It's a time-release capsule. And it will feed your canna for a 3-month period. And that way it's getting a steady diet and it will grow much larger.
The other question I had is I have a lot of hostas. Do I cut those down before the winter?
Yes. Mine have started to turn yellow, some of them. And the ones that have turned yellow have been cut down to the ground. The ones that are still green, I'm going to hold off a little bit. But normally, hosta is cut right flush to the ground. Get rid of the plant debris. And, you know, some of the larger varieties, the older varieties, will stay green till you've had a frost.
Uh-huh.
But if they're looking, you know, like they're tired and they're yellow and there's brown, you can cut them right down to the ground right now. It is October tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the plant's basically done blooming so that you can clean the garden now, dispose of all that plant material, put it in your compost and your headers gain, because if you allow the foliage to stay in the garden and you had slugs, the slugs have laid eggs on the foliage. And if you allow the foliage to stay in the garden, then you'll have more slugs next year.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. And you have
bye-bye.
A wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Mass with a question about carrots.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I have carrots and parsley that I'm growing, but when I dug them out, they have like hairs on the side of them. Not the taproot, but the hair-like.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what's causing it.
That's perfectly normal. As soon as you dig carrots, let them sit on your garage floor for a couple of days. Those little hairs will die back, and you won't even know that they are there. It was a very dry summer, and what happened is the carrot was looking for moisture, and it produced this little, like a fibrous root system, but they will die right back to that tuber, that root, and you won't even know it. Or you can just pull them right off. But it's something that in just a couple of days will disappear from the plant.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors.
And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Good morning, and we welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines, Tom. Who needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning? Tom?
Sorry about that. Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese maple.
Good morning, Peter. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I do have a question about a Japanese maple we have. It's probably about 7 or 8 feet tall, and it's actually fairly well-rounded with growth pretty much to the bottom of the tree. And we kind of like to keep it that way, but what we noticed is over the years when we trim the top a little bit, just when you're standing back and looking at the tree, the top is really thick, and the sides of the tree are starting to get a little sparse, they're starting to hollow out a little bit. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want the growth on the bottom of the tree to die out, and we want to keep it, more well-rounded as opposed to turning into kind of like a mushroom or something like that, you know what I mean? So
right.
We're wondering, how to go about doing that. Like, should we... we're thinking about trimming, really trimming the top of the tree and just opening it right up, maybe like taking a couple feet off the top and opening it up and allowing that sun to get in there. And, kind of wondering if that's a good idea. And if we do trim, is now the time to do it, or should the Japanese maple be trimmed like in the springtime?
Okay. Japanese maple should be pruned in the springtime of the year. So that's number one. You never prune a Japanese maple in the fall because you're going to have additional dieback. I want you to think of this. Every branch on that plant, on the very tip of that branch, is a leader bud, a terminal bud on the very tip. And that bud is the boss. He is dominant. And when you prune him off, what happens is all of the buds below will compete to become a new leader. So when you cut the top of that tree off, you actually stimulate new growth. So if you want to stimulate growth on the bottom, then you got to prune the bottom branches too. And that way you're stimulating over the whole plant. So take a pair of hand pruners, and you don't have to take off a foot. All you need to do is to remove that terminal bud, and because that terminal bud has a hormone, and that hormone says, I'm the boss, and you will do as I tell you. And when the food comes up that's in the ground now in the spring, it will feed the terminal bud. And when the terminal bud is satisfied, then the buds below it get food, and then the ones below those get some, and the ones below that, if there's anything left, then they get some. So, by removing all the terminals, all the tips, the energy is now dispersed on all of the buds that remain, and you end up with a much thicker plant. So, if you just prune the top, you stimulate growth on the top of the plant and nothing on the sides and nothing on the bottom, and that's what's happening to you. So you've got to do a snip, snip, snip over the entire plant, top, middle, bottom, a little bit on the inside to stimulate new growth, fertilize it. And that way you can control the size of your plant, the height, width, and spread, and stimulate the new growth, which will give you branches that have that wonderful dark red, smooth bark, and more foliage on it. Okay? You understand? Okay, Peter. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Have a great week. Get some grass planted. Start planting tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. Fall is for planting, and take advantage of the sales at your local nursery on trees and shrubs.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877 277